AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. About an hour is left in trading on one of the roughest days on Wall Street in quite a while. The Dow dropped more than 1,000 points as the Nasdaq and S&P 500 all posted huge losses right at the start of the day as the sell-off continues, getting even deeper, spurred on by China's 8.5% market drop. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says as bad as today feels, a correction is a good way to keep the markets in check.
We don't want the market to be speculative because ultimately that results in a bursting of that bubble. And as we can recall from the recession, that feels really bad.
Right now, the Dow is down 649 points. That's almost 4% of value. The Nasdaq has lost 184 points. The S&P is off 85. Two U.S. service members who helped stop an attack on a high-speed train are in Germany after receiving France's highest honor, the Legion of Merit.
The crowd cheering for Airman First Class Spencer Stone as he stepped off a plane at Ramstein Air Base included a three-star general who called Stone a hero. From there, it was a motorcade to Landstuhl Regional Medical Center, where the Pentagon says Stone will get more treatment on a hand badly injured in the fight to subdue the gunman.
Airman Stone is on the road to recovery.
Navy Captain Jeff Davis says the military services are considering appropriate awards for both Stone and National Guard Specialist Alex Scarlatos. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A Louisiana state trooper died today after being shot over the weekend by a motorist. State Police Superintendent Colonel Michael Edmondson says Kevin Daigle was armed with a sawed-off shotgun.
That's not meant to scare people or warn people. That's meant to harm people.
This is AP Radio News. A panda and her keepers at the National Zoo have their hands full. Matt Small has more.
Officials at Washington's National Zoo were overjoyed at Saturday's birth of healthy twin pandas. The cubs, born to Mei Xiong, are receiving special care that includes taking turns in an incubator every several hours so each one can bond and nurse with its mother. Zookeepers say the tiny twins, born in time for big sister Bao Bao's second birthday, celebrated just yesterday, won't know their genders for 3 to 4 weeks, and will remain nameless until they're 100 days old, per Chinese tradition. Matt Small, Washington.
New Mexico's attorney general is investigating how the Albuquerque school system, state's largest, hired a high-level administrator who faces felony child sex abuse charges in Colorado. Investigators want to know if any hiring protocols were broken that allowed Jason Martinez to be hired before a background check was completed. He resigned last week. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.